It is KSRO time for the Thursday theater segment with the one Harry Duke. Introduce our guests.
All right, folks. The theater season is coming to a close for many companies, and the folks at Sonoma Arts Live out in Sonoma are closing their season, which I believe was called A Taste of the Classics.
Toast to the Classics.
Toast of the Classics, with the very well-known production of My Fair Lady. And joining us to talk about it is the Executive Artistic Director of Sonoma Arts Live, Jamie Love.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
And actor Larry Williams. Welcome, folks.
Good afternoon.
Hi, kids. My Fair Lady. What year did this thing first show up?
Well, it started out as a George Bernard Shaw piece in 1913 called Pygmalion.
Oh, right.
And it was adapted for a Broadway musical in 1956 by Lerner and Lowe. So it's been around about
some heavy
60
hitters there.
Years. Yep, for sure.
So, yeah, tell us all about My Fair Lady.
Yeah, for the one or two members of our audience who have never heard of the show, and we have a mature audience here in many ways, and I'm sure many of them are familiar, but for those who aren't, let's tell them what the story of My Fair Lady is.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, well, it starts with a gal who's a flower seller, and she is there in her community, and she's got flowers in her basket, and she runs into Henry Higgins, and he hears the melodious tones of her voice, which has quite a Cockney accent, and he, who is a professor of all things linguistics, is quite entranced with the sound of her voice. And through the wonders of Broadway, he runs into a fellow Pickering, is that his name?
Yes, Colonel Pickering.
Colonel Pickering. And the two of them come up with a bet that Henry Higgins can make her sound like a lady and that they can present her at a dance as somebody who is well within the society.
So this takes place in England, obviously.
Yes,
it does.
Good catch, Steve.
Yeah. It's a good Pittsburgh gal, yeah.
What's the circa... What,
the time frame.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The setting.
I want to say late
1800s. Late 1800s, very early 1900s.
Carriages,
yes.
Rather than cars.
Again, it was originally written in 1913, and it was of its time then, so I think you're right, late 1800s, early 1900s.
Right, right. And it's had so many different lives, you know, on Broadway, on the big screen, like you said, started out as a wonderful book, so... It lives on forever, and the music is just, you know, if you may not think you know My Fair Lady, you'll hear the songs and go, oh, that's from My Fair Lady.
So it's the classic nature versus nurture argument that we've seen in a dozen Three Stooges shorts, correct?
Yes, just a little longer, that's all.
Instead of 16 minutes, 2.5 hours, and they sing it. Okay.
Right.
Hold hands, you little lovers.
Emil Sitka in a Shemp. Yes, I have
one of my favorite episodes.
Terrific.
Nice.
Okay, so it's a musical, as you said.
It is.
And for those who might not know the songs, how about a couple of titles that they might recognize?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Yeah, that's fine, but I'm looking for some songs.
That is what I'm saying.
That is one of the songs.
Wouldn't it be lovely? I have often walked down the street before.
We could have danced all night.
That's right.
Jeez.
Get me to the church on time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
one
huge.
After
With
another
a little
is
bit
a
of
song
luck.
That you would know. Yes, yeah.
There's a bunch that you walk out of there humming because you've heard them so
much. Yeah, you're going to recognize the songs in this show.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So
our
Larry
star,
here
go ahead. Sorry, excuse me.
Is Henry Higgins, or as Eliza would say, Henry Higgins.
That's right.
And Larry, why don't you run down the other members of the cast?
Other members of the cast. Let's see.
There are other members of the cast. Right?
Yes. Let's see. Playing Alfred Doolittle is Tim Setzer. Playing Eliza is Sarah Wintermeyer, who was Peter Pan at Spreckles Production.
And she is just a delightful actress.
She's wonderful to work with, a beautiful voice.
Terrific voice.
Remarkable talent. Let's see. Who else is in the show? Colonel Pickering is played by Chad Yarish. I'm going to need my list because the last time I forgot someone when I was talking. Let's see. Who else? Oh, we have Sean O'Brien as an ensemble member. Incredible talent. Emily Thomason, Zane Walters, Amy Weber, Catherine Fletcher. And who's playing Freddie? It is
Ryan
Hook. Yes.
So you've got a good cast.
Very good cast.
Now, this is a big show.
This is a really big musical.
This is a big costume musical. This is a big set musical. Mm-hmm. And you have a tiny little stage.
Intimate, so, I like to call
it. You have an intimate little theater. How are you accomplishing all the various scenes that take place in the show?
Well, we have an incredible set designer, Raman Dalrymple, who is from Nevada City, who's been living in town for about 2 weeks putting this amazingly detailed set together. Michael Ross is really innovative with using that space in a really interesting way. He's created all of the things that happen outside of Higgins's house are down on the main floor and right up front and center with all of the audience. We have a three-sided venue for this particular show, and then Higgins's abode and his study is up on the stage, framed by the beautiful 105-year-old proscenium arch. So he's also distilled it down to its essence. You won't see huge dance numbers, but you'll be a part of these beautiful dance numbers that are done on the floor. The costuming is Barbara McFadden, and she's just outdone herself. And I just can't wait for y'all to come and see how this show actually does fit on this beautiful, intimate stage.
I don't know what the date is, except that I know this starts July 12th. What's the date today?
Today is the 11th.
Now, that's right.
On my $15 watch from CVS, every day is the 7th. So twice a month, it's right.
It's right. Well, this show starts tomorrow, July 12th. We have a season-ending reception that begins at 6:30 with champagne cocktails and iced coffee bar, lots of good treats for everybody to eat. We're going to pipe in the soundtrack of My Fair Lady and get excited and say goodbye to A Toast to the Classics and get ready for A Season to Remember, which starts in September.
This is SonomaArtsLive.org is the
website.
Yep.
And they do their performances at the Rotary Stage in Andrews Hall at the Sonoma Community Center.
Correct.
Explain Rotary Stage for.
Well, in 2013, the Rotary was really instrumental in helping us renovate the space. It was built 105 years ago as an auditorium, part of a school. And Sonoma Arts Live, who was then a theater co-op called Sonoma Theater Alliance, the community and the community center all raised a lot of money, over $500,000, to renovate it and get seats and risers and turn it into a real theater. So that's why it's called the Rotary Stage.
It's a nice space.
The least we could do, yeah.
Now, how are you handling the music for this production?
We have a band. Larry, tell them where the band is. It's quite creative.
The band is located behind the stage, so we're not able to see the band, and the band is not able to see us.
And how does that work?
It can be a little dicey.
We have monitors.
Yeah. Up on the front on top so that we can look up and see the conductor. But you kind of have to have a sharp ear and stay within your limitations of the music so that you don't, because they can't see you to catch you.
James Rash is the wonderful music director.
Yes, he is absolutely fantastic.
How many people does the venue hold? I forget.
If you count the balcony, 144, but typically we say 99 is sold out because we, especially for a show like this that's three-sided, we're only offering two rows in the balcony because when there's action down on the floor, you've got
to
make sure
see.
They can see it. Yeah.
So are there a lot of set changes? I mean, a lot of activity going on between
Not
scenes?
Not a lot of set changes. All of the stuff that is changing is on the floor. The set in literal terms is actually Higgins's house, which never changes, so any stuff that goes on up there stays there, and anything that happens on the floor, it's minimal set changing stuff. Blocks, we're using blocks.
Let's talk about Higgins, the character.
Yes.
That you're playing. This is a pretty iconic theatrical role. What was your first take on it when the opportunity presented itself?
Well, it's one I've wanted to play just because it's so big, first of all, and it's so iconic, and there's something appealing about the character. The British accent, which is always fun to present, and once I started delving into it, I realized, oh my God, this is huge. This is bigger than I thought it was.
I remember you saying that. Wow.
So, yes, it
Can we cut? Can we cut?
I mean, there's some monologues and things that this guy says that you just don't typically say in a normal day, and words that you use that aren't normally used. So it's almost like learning Shakespeare in a way. You know, that same sort of feeling where you're learning a different dialogue and using it in a different way and speaking in a different tone of voice. And
so. Now, Rex Harrison, who played the role on Broadway and in the film, was no singer.
Yeah, right.
He'd be happy to admit that to you. And he basically spoke his way through the songs. What's your approach going to be?
I'm
going to
be doing a little of both. I think that the songs are written for that particular mode, to sing, speak them. It's really pointless to sing the lyrics in some of these songs. They're written that way to where they come out that way. You know, the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Fixated on that.
I don't know what it is. Yes, it's just something about that.
It's the heat today, no doubt.
I sleep with that at night, you know, laying in bed, and I'm repeating it over and over. But yeah, I mean, the songs that were written for him in particular are geared for that sing-speak.
Right. They were written with him in mind.
Yeah, so, they were written for Rex Harrison.
Now, the play itself has become somewhat controversial in recent years, in that there are some folks who believe that its take on particularly Eliza's role is inappropriate. And we've talked in the green room about the final line being one that people really question. How have you guys discussed this? Has this come up in the process about how this show is seen today versus how it was originally?
Yeah, we have internally as a cast, Sarah and I have talked about it because she researched it a little more and went back into how relationships were with the actual, with the characters and how Michael's sort of changed it up a little bit, and I think made it almost a little pro-feminist, if you could say that, in some regards, as far as changing some of the dialogue, and perhaps some of the scenes are not... not that the show was even overbearingly...
No, I think it was just of its time.
Yes.
You know, and the thing that I think makes it so iconic and so... done, you know, all of these years. I mean, this is a classic. And I think Eliza is a really strong female character. She stands up to Henry Higgins. I remember when I was little and I'd listen to it, I thought she rocked. I love the way, you know, when they're having the scene and you're trying to teach her how to speak. And mm-hmm. I mean, she's given as good as she gets. And
he comes off as a jerk to begin with, but she comes back and straightens him out towards the end of the show.
Right. And I think she uses her personality in a really, really special way that changes him and influences not only him, but her father and Pickering. She really touches their lives. I mean, you can't rewrite history. It was different then, you know?
She goes through quite a metamorphosis.
And she does.
She changes.
They both have a metamorphosis. Mm-hmm. I think you just see hers more because it's showing through costumes. But I think when you do it right, and I believe that Larry is doing it right, that you see the change in Higgins as well.
It's Sonoma Arts Live. Their production of My Fair Lady starts tomorrow night, runs through the 28th of July. Tell everyone where exactly the community center is.
It's just past the plaza, 276 East Napa Street.
Yeah.
So you can come to town, have dinner on the plaza, and then walk over and see the show. Plenty of parking.
My Fair Lady starting tomorrow, running through the 28th of July.
If you're interested, we've got one pair of tickets to give away to a person who has not won tickets on the drive in the last 30 days. If you would like to see a performance of My Fair Lady, Fair Lady. It's not lame, I swear. I haven't seen it yet. I can't tell you that. It opens tomorrow night, runs Saturdays and Sundays at which time?
7:30.
And Sunday at?
2 p.m.
All right.
Opening night only is 8 p.m.
Okay, so tomorrow night is 8, all other Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30.
And we're also Thursdays as well.
Oh, okay, good.
Just not opening weekend.
And the Thursday performance is at?
7:30.
Okay. For all sorts of information on the show, you can go to sonomaartslive.org. Thank you, Larry Williams. Thank you, Jamie
thank
Love,
you.
For joining
You're
us.
You're welcome. Thanks
for
having us.
Yeah, great to see you guys.
You
best
too.
Of luck with this run. I really probably should see this. If I ever get my ass off the
couch. Remember, the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Perhaps we could have the company come and see you and do a short venue in your living room.
That's what we should do.
My ass in the house stays mostly on the couch. That's what I just
came
up with.
That's pretty good.
That wasn't bad, Steve. That wasn't bad.
All right. Yeah, Larry Williams and Jamie Love. Thanks, kids. Have a great run, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, and Harry Duke, Theater Thursday. We're going to see you
next week.
It's not a holiday?
It's not a holiday.
I thought every Thursday we were holidays now.
For you, apparently today is.
Well, Paul Mercurio said, did you have a mini stroke on your way in? I don't know. I'm having a rough day today.
It's almost over, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What are we doing? Oh, Christine Pelosi, Drive Hall of Famer, will join us. We can get her to talk about the headlines that we're seeing. Internal Democratic Party tensions. Never mind. Congressman Ted Lieu is up next. Mini stroke.
Would you like me to stay, Steve?
Yeah, maybe you should.
I can point at the sheet throughout the rest of the show.
I'm drinking this horrible radio coffee, but it doesn't seem to be working, so I don't know. Okay, yes, Congressman Ted Lieu back with us, and then Christine Pelosi, Dylan Brody, Peter Rumble from the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber, State Senator Mike McGuire, and the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha featuring Outside Lands today. All right, we'll be back on the drive.